This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
When I was talking with Dustin at SHOT Show at Boyd's Gunstocks, the one thing that struck me, I never asked this question before, but pretty much if they make a gun stock, that means it'll fit any gun that's in their list. Just to be 100% sure of that, when you go to the Boyd's Gunstocks website, you will find a drop-down menu showing all of the shapes that are available for the particular gun you're looking at, and that is a very special thing indeed. And you can't find this quality gun stock. I mean, this is a fraction of the price of most people. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. A couple of weeks ago, the Baltimore School Board voted to disapprove of arming school security guards. They have designated security guards, and they decided not to arm them, which makes them not security guards. An unarmed proponent of your safety is not actually a proponent of your safety. It's, you are basically hamstrung when it comes to doing anything in the event of some sort of violent encounter. The vote was in response to a proposed state law that would have allowed for the arming of school resource officers. Last Friday, a special education assistant at a Baltimore school was shot and wounded when confronting an armed intruder at the school. Coming from WTOP, we get: a special education assistant at a Baltimore high school was wounded by gunfire Friday after confronting an armed intruder trying to enter the sprawling building. Officials sprang into lockdown mode as the sound of gunshots reverberated through the building packed with students. A 25-year-old man entered the Frederick Douglass High School lobby around noon and got into some kind of argument with a staffer as he was serving as a hall monitor, according to investigators. Police said they would release his name once he's been charged and processed. The 56-year-old school employee was shot in the lower torso. Baltimore City public school officials said he was shot by a relative of a student. Authorities credited the quick action of school police, who swiftly apprehended and disarmed the shooter. All students and other staffers were safe, but the experience with gun violence in their school lobby was traumatic. Students said they were on lockdown for roughly an hour before being escorted out. Let me ask you a question. If you, just like with the Antifa guy that I was talking about the other day, I'm sure that that school that he went to where his daughter was, said that they were a gun-free zone. These schools say no firearms allowed on these premises, within 1,000 yards, within 100 feet, whatever it is. Do you think this guy would have entered the school if they just had done a little psychological warfare on this guy and either had no sign or said, school is protected by armed security? Whether it's true or not. I mean, I'm willing to go on the lying route if that means that people, if a couple of would-be assailants look at that and say, I'm not going to attack this school. They'll cap me. Would the shooter have gone into this school if he knew there was some armed security there? Which, if they're called security, they should be armed. Would the shooter have been stopped before he was able to open fire? Does the action of school police prove that guns aren't necessary? Well, school police, I don't know what the difference is between school security and school police. That's item number one. Are they actually police officers? Are they sworn law officers? Do they have badges? Do they have arrest powers? What are they? So I don't know that. However, if they have one, why don't they have, why aren't they both armed? Because obviously, having an unarmed school hall monitor roll up on an armed intruder, and you got to treat them all as the same level of threat. You can't get out there and say, well, of course, I'll just go out there. I've been going to the MMA gym now for 2 weeks. I don't really know anything, but I'll look good. You can't do that. The debate over arming school employees emerges every time there's a school shooting. And there may be some schools in some locations where that isn't necessary. And there are definitely others where it is. And I don't think that this is quite the black and white issue that it is being portrayed by the gun rights advocates and the gun control activists. There are a few other issues that should be considered in this. Unless the school resource officer, school police are adequately trained in firearms use, they shouldn't be carrying a gun anyway. And I don't have an issue with that. I don't have an issue with being a trained, if you're going to be in, there's one thing to be a concealed carrier. It's one thing to be a concealed carrier walking about to and fro. You don't have to actually engage anybody if you don't want to as a concealed carrier. If you're in place, though, as a armed stopgap against a rampage murderer rolling through your school, that means you have to go to where the shooting is. So that also means that you better know what you're doing if you go to where the shooting is, or if, see, my idea is to have two armed teachers or two armed personnel on every school hallway, have communications, have adequate trauma care in place, have these people trained to do all of this stuff. They'd volunteer for it. And then let the bad guy come to them. Let them spring the ambush. And gosh, have a whole bunch of this stuff concentrated on the inner hallway, have everybody that's behind the desk in the atrium, have them just geared up to the teeth. I mean, this is not the era that I grew up in. In the era that I grew up in, we didn't have to worry about this stuff. I don't remember. I lived in Columbia, South Carolina in the 60s. So that meant I was, when Martin Luther King was shot and killed, we had the curfew in South Carolina. These things that I, in that time, that wasn't an issue. It's an issue now in Columbia, South Carolina, and they've got a very picturesque shopping area called Five Points. And Five Points has so much gang activity. During the day, it's like Goodnight Saigon by Billy Joel. They rule the day, regular people rule the day, and the gangs rule the night at Five Points. So it has become quite the thing now in the modern era. Our modern era has become much more violent, and there's more safeguards in place than ever before. So in this particular case, it's sort of unclear whether armed school guards would have made a difference in this case. This guy that encountered this guy, if he's going to be one of the first guys to intercede, then he needs to be prepped. But in other incidents, it's clear as day that it would have. And if the bottom line is protect our kids from random violence, a solution that involves arming school employees had better be seriously considered. Because if they don't seriously consider it, then that, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Then that, you can't prevent this. You can put barriers up, but those barriers will be breached given time. Time is the enemy in a rampage shooting. So it tells you that they're not serious about protecting your children. It tells you they want your children to die so that they can have a reason to push gun control. That's what it all boils down to. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contest, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. the best gun stocks at the best price. They're best regardless. Anybody out there with any other price, they are the best. Nice wood gun stocks. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And they're the best price. Check them out, Boyd's Gunstocks.com. So, one thing I want to remind you tomorrow night, we're going to, tomorrow night, it will be joined first by Arrow Precision to talk about the sheriffs in and everything they're going through in Washington State concerning I-1639. And David Kodria, he has been writing a whole bunch of stuff regarding bump stock, the bump stock ban, and he's actually involved in some other things. There'll be some things we can talk about, and there'll be some things we can't talk about because he's actually involved in litigation right now. So, that's coming up tomorrow night. I saw an email one time not too long ago. And this has been an ongoing thing. This is healthcare has, they've been wanting to redo healthcare since Clinton was in office. Remember when he gave it to Hillary to go into her closed door sessions and figure out what she could do for the healthcare. And come around right before every Democrat in Congress voted to implement Obamacare, which was also ironically named the Affordable Care Act. There was an email that came out with the line, free health care for all is not only a no-brainer, but immoral to dismiss. Then they also simultaneously voted to exempt themselves from the benefits of Obamacare and instead bravely shouldered the burdens of maintaining their own privately run luxury health care program. Now, you know, segue 9 years later, and it appears that almost all the Democrats in Congress now, at least among their leadership, favor implementing a single payer, which is a government-owned and operated health care system. And for you, not for them. Do you seriously believe that Bernie Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or any of these other dim single-payer advocates has any intention of giving up their Cadillac plan to go on single-payer themselves? Do you? Mm-hmm. Do you? Mm-hmm. George Orwell wrote a book called Animal Farm, and in that book, some animals are more equal to others. There's one set of laws for those who are ruled, and another one for the rulers. But they really, really believe that socialized government-run healthcare systems for your own good. And we should completely overlook the fact that, you know, it dramatically expands the government and their own political power. That has nothing to do with it at all. The free health care is a no-brainer crowd swallows it whole. The latest Dem tactic is to call it Medicare for all. This is intentionally, absolutely, positively on purpose misleading. Because you can call it whatever you want to call it. The result is going to be the same. The entire supply chain of medical services, from drugs and medical devices to the doctors and the nurses and the hospitals, all comes under the complete control of the government. So when you only have one buyer, case in point, single payer, everyone in the chain is forced to become that buyer's provider, to work for him and to do his bidding. And it can be no other way. In the new healthcare supply chain, we give up our role as customer to the government. Instead, as patients, we become the end product. Back in the good old days, prior to the wall coming down, and, you know, when Gorbachev and all these other guys were actually in charge and they were still a USSR, the communist constitution of the old USSR promised the people free health care, free education, and the right to affordable housing to achieve equality and social justice. Well, that meant that there's a few things that go along with that. They actually delivered that, but that meant that you got what they said you could have, right? You lived where they said you could live. You were educated the way they wanted you to be educated. And the health care you got it when you got it, whenever that was. And whatever social justice is, I still don't know what that is to this day. Instead of doing that, the government bankrupted the country's economy and impoverished the people. Now, you want to know what's really bad? One thing that is truly horrifying today is the realization that this may be the platform of the Democratic Party in 2020. A writer named Oleg Atbashian wrote a book, some call it a great book, called The Hotel USSR. He describes the horrors and insanity of life in a socialist system. He writes, "My stomach problems kept sending me back to the hospital every few months without anyone bothering to explain why or how to make it stop. State covered the expenses, but at some point I wished I could see a paid private doctor who would give me his full attention instead of the lab rat treatment. Then I realized that even if private doctors existed in our country, most people, including me and my parents, would have no money to pay them. Why did the working people end up so poor? Well, because the state had taken all their money to pay for the free substandard health care, whether they liked it or not. This was the invisible trap in which we all lived. There is nothing, people, that is free. Not even breathing. Breathing takes a toll on your body. The reality is that if you get anything for free from your government, this requires that you're giving up income and liberty and individual freedom in exchange for a rationed, poor quality product, not the one you necessarily look for, the one that you have to settle on. Now, according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget, a single-payer system as proposed by Bernie Sanders would double our national debt, adding almost $19 trillion to our already unsustainable debt burden of, what, $22 trillion now? They estimate the debt would rise to 154% of U.S. GDP instead of a projected 86% by 2026. So this means that our government-issued health care, also known as Medicare for All, or BernieCare, if you want to call it that, would soon become unsustainable as well. And aside from bankrupting the country and impoverishing the people, health care would become a carefully rationed commodity. And your life, my life, your children's lives, well, except for the federal government. They would exempt themselves from this, too. All lives would be placed in the merciful hands of unaccountable government bureaucrats. Do you want that, America? I don't think so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To make my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a closer look at the budget deal that aims to avert another partial government shutdown. At the White House, President Trump said he will be looking for landmines in the compromised legislation. Speaking at a conference of sheriffs and police chiefs in Washington, D.C., President Trump says a border wall is needed to stop illegal immigration, human trafficking, illicit drugs, and violent crime.
Not one more American life should be lost because our nation failed to secure its borders. Every American in every community and from every walk of life has a right to live in security and to live in peace.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long is resigning today, and Wisconsin teen Jamie Kloss and her family are issuing a statement thanking the community for their support. The 13-year-old was kidnapped after her parents were shot and killed and then held against her will for 3 months. Jake Patterson has been charged with the crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah, there are, you know, there's a few things you can do to a gun to make a gun better. In the case of your traditional bolt gun, semi-automatic type firearm that is not your typical AR type, personal defense weapon. The stock is your interface between the gun and you. And picking a better stock makes your interface better. Check them out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Here is a quote for you from T.J. Weber. Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. It is a circular thing. And we can look at the 40s and look at World War II, and we can see the hard times that created the strong men. The strong men made the good times. The good times created the weak men, and the weak men have created great times. Then I have a relative in the U.K., I got this the other day from her. It is as if we suddenly have developed a societal death wish over here. Our Trotskyites are tirelessly working towards their standard goal, a one-way takeover of our country. Theresa May has no chance. Trotskyites has always claimed to be on the side of downtrodden proletariat masses and in favor of stripping and punishing, eventually imprisoning, the evil capitalists. The difference between ideological combat, people, and actual combat is in actual combat, you're actually fighting honest opposition. You know when you go into actual combat that their goal is to kill you. It's an honest undertaking, actual combat. Ideological combat, you're fighting a bunch of liars. They'll lie and do whatever they have to do. And when they get power, they will not look back. All you have to do is look at some of these hearings that are happening in the House right now. We just had the Senate get out there, and the Senate Democrats have said there is no evidence of collusion between Russia and Trump. And still the circus goes on in the House Judiciary Committee. So, I'm getting tired of listening to the jaundice-faced, really bad guys pretending to be some enlightened sophisticate. We have Trotskyites here, and it really is up to us to see through their false rhetoric. Really, truly. And in the interim, while we're listening, we all need to be training and preparing and taking every eventuality into consideration. Now, a lot of the Democrat politicians that are in power today say that our Second Amendment must be repealed and done away with, since they've been pitifully unsuccessful in persuading us that it doesn't mean what it plainly says. Bummer for them. How long will it be before we hear from these same mouths that our entire Constitution needs to be abolished and replaced with a Soviet-style master plan? Because after all, our Constitution has already been amended 27 times. Isn't it time just to scrap it all together? Well, there are some people that would say, you know, that's really sort of a very severe term you're using right now, Trotskyites. Here's a quote from Leon Trotsky. Root out counter-revolutionaries without mercy. Lock up suspicious characters in concentration camps. Shirkers will be shot regardless of past service. Yeah. Yeah. Here's another quote for you. Coming from 1949 by Mao Zedong. After our enemies with guns have all been wiped out, there will still be enemies without guns, and they are bound to struggle desperately against us. We must never regard these enemies lightly. And that was actually a report to the second plenary session of the 7th Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. And it was, this was the way this guy, the leader of the country, was looking at his people. Live free or die is the New Hampshire state motto, and that is attributed to John Stark, the hero of the Battle of Bennington during the American Revolutionary War. Today's Democrats, who have far more in common with Mao than they ever did with John Stark, have seized power in New Hampshire. And on day one of the 2019 legislative session, they rushed to pass a gun ban. That should not be shocking to anybody. If the Democrats get into power, this is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to do. So if you're surprised by that, okay. The new gun ban applies to citizens carrying guns in the New Hampshire State House, and the Democrats were only too anxious to add that this is merely a step in the right direction. The not-so-subtle hint is that they plan on, like Mao, universally disarming all citizens except themselves. And that's been their goal since 1917. Beware the steps in the right direction. Always from the lips of the militant leftist progressives who despise proud and honorable people like you who keep and bear arms as our birthright. Other dangerous steps in the right direction are occurring right now. It is, take note. that law-abiding American gun owners are deliberately selected for punishment and harassment by the leftists. And you can see this in California, New Jersey, Maryland, New York. The conservative blue dog Democrat is extinct. Like dust in the wind. And the leftists are very happy to present themselves now completely unmasked to the American public. Maybe not as communists yet, but as dedicated progressive Democrats intent on imposing social justice upon us all. Joseph Stalin was much more honest, correctly calling it the iron discipline. Yeah. But we can look forward to more already. Dealey red flag laws, with the term red flag remaining forever undefined. The leftists never get specific, because if they do, they'll go down in flames. We must always be afraid of their small right steps. We have to, from the criminally violent weather underground, we got this. We will have to eliminate 25 million people at our re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. Bill Ayers said that. And Bill Ayers is where Barack Obama's career was. His living room is where Barack Obama's career was launched. So Bill and Mao and Joe and the modern self-described progressives have much in common. They don't have anything in common with John Stark. They don't have anything in common with the founding fathers, and they certainly don't have anything in common with you. But you interest them a great deal. Beware. Pay attention. Train. Carry everywhere you can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What can I tell you? This is truly the epitome of what a aftermarket stock should be. It goes further than the manufacturer intended for it to go. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. One thing I want to ask, a favor. Here's the thing. I have a YouTube channel, and I'm trying to expand the YouTube channel to go along with what I've got a headhunter out there trying to get every possible affiliate I can. I'm on 2019 is the push. I'm going to be pushing all this year. If you are a YouTube watcher, would you go and take a look at Lock and Load Radio 1, which is my channel? Maybe hit me a sub and, you know, watch a video and give me a thumbs up and, you know, stuff like that. I'm looking to make this all grow, because this year I'm going to try to do a few things I've never done. And this will be the seventh year of this show. So I'm trying to go somewhere I've never been before. And every number that I get, every download I get, every station that I get, every subscriber, every view, all of that enables me to do it to where I don't have to ask for money from you. I'm never going to ask for money from you. I'm going to earn everything I do. But if you help me earn more, well. Anyway, check Boyd's Gun Stocks out, and let's move on, shall we? Let's move on. Now, Saul Alinsky, he said they currently have guns, and therefore we are for peace and reformation through the ballot. When we all have guns, then it will be through the bullet. The late 1960s, one of the first self-described community organizers, Saul Alinsky, proposed the communist tactic described to eliminate our Second Amendment as a necessary prelude to eliminating the rest of our Constitution. And Alinsky's strategies and tactics, like those of Bill Ayers, are the current rule book for the leftist progressive today. As they continue their all-out attack on you, the American gun owner, the NRA, you name it. So, the radical leftists, and this is the part I hate the most, they enjoy complete confidence that their attacks on our liberties will continue, all with the enthusiastic and unconditional support of the leftist media. I don't like that. And when they are finally, when they're finally reminded that for every action there is an equal but opposite reaction, when all the pushing finally gets them to the point where it gets physical and we're pushing back harder than they thought was even possible, then they're going to sit back, and this will be one of the things, the prelude to where they're going to say, look at what this turned into. So, the radical leftists like to go after individuals with direct personal derogation, ridicule, threat, harassment, and physical violence. And we're seeing it right now. Just ask an NRA member, an official, about these direct personal attacks, even on their own webpage. We see a forcible disarming of Americans. It's already in progress in states and cities that have raced to pass the aptly named Red Flag Law. And these allow, and I mean, I've talked about these till I'm blue in the face, and I'll keep talking about them. They allow for the precipitous and arbitrary seizure of privately owned guns from innocent American citizens who have never been accused of or convicted of any crime, all absent any species of due process. And, you know, the next time you hear the term social justice warrior, think of these as the Saul Alinsky modern-day disciple. And they have in mind for the rest of us, once we've been disarmed and are unable to defend themselves, they got some stuff in mind for us. And Alinsky does not mince words as he describes the way his acolytes will use the bullet to bring about the final reformation. And this is the thing, this is the part I don't understand about America today and all of these people that want to go this route. It is monotonously predictable, and all leftists, from Karl Marx to the present, unfailingly seek the same bottom line, and it's always the same way. And along the lines, they have accumulated a murderous, bloody track record. And they're sincerely hoping that none of the rest of us even notice or even study it. But we need to be. I thought he'd lost his David Hogg surface the other day. Can you imagine? MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell had him on her show, and I can only imagine the producer, her going to the producer and saying, go get David Hogg for me. So here you have Andrea Mitchell, who is, she would tell you that she is a distinguished veteran newscaster who's been through it all and knows everybody and knows everything and all this other fun stuff, and she's asking for a teenager who had to cheat, or, you know, he didn't cheat, he had a lot of things done for him to get him into the good old Harvard. So, during an interview with him, David Hogg claimed that those of us who own AR-15s and similar rifles are not interested in self-defense, but what we really want to do is hunt human beings. He told the viewers, David did, he told the viewers that Americans need to find unity in addressing gun violence, and he was asked about his recent efforts to ban certain kinds of semi-automatic firearms at the state level. He said that he and the other March for Our Lives activists had introduced a ballot initiative to ban so-called assault weapons in Florida. And he said those who own an AR-15, the most popular rifle in the United States, want to hunt other people. And he said the truth of the matter is weapons like the AR-15 have an effective range of over 1,500 meters. So if you're using a weapon with an effective range of over 1,500 meters, you're not defending yourself. You are hunting a human being. First things first, I'd like to see one of these AR-15s that can hit a target. That's what effective range means, that you can hit a target at 1,500 meters. At 300 meters, and that was the furthest out target that we had to fire at when I was qualifying in the military. At 300, I don't even try shots like that anymore. I'm sure that if, I mean, the trajectory of an AR-15 round that would go 1,500 meters, you're aiming at the sky. The NSSF, the Trade Group for the Firearms Industry, estimated that last year that more than 16 million AR-15 and similar rifles had been produced or imported to the United States over the past 25 years. I think that number is so low. And still, Hogg said no civilian should be allowed to possess those kind of firearms. He said, I don't think any civilian needs to have their hands on a military weapon like that. I've got one of the prettiest military weapons you've ever seen. It's called a 1911. Andrea Mitchell, of course, did not challenge him on this. So, 1,500 meters. I don't know what the effective... See, one of the problems that we've been running... One of the reasons they keep wanting to change the battle weapon or the battle rifle of the American serviceman is because in Afghanistan and in Iraq, they have discovered that the AK, the 7.62-millimeter round, that some of these guys are carrying has a longer range. A longer deadly range, a longer effective range than the M16. The 5.56 round won't even go through some of the mud walls. So, yeah, David, you're an idiot. Good luck in school. Coming up next, because it's Wednesday evening, we're going to talk to author and activist and instructor Dean Weingarten. That's coming up in hour number three. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.